Joe Biden.
Oh, wow.
35% said China, and 3% said Russia.
That's incredible.
Isn't that something?
Well, that's interesting. So it went from 55 to 59%. And those are conservatives, and those are the probably the most passionate in the party are the people that are backing Trump.
And the three most important issues for the participants there at CPAC were election integrity at 49%, border security at 48%, and constitutional rights at 43%. And I think those are three pillars that you can look for that that Donald Trump is very strong in those categories.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to all the other candidates, let alone Republican candidates.
Wow. John Kennedy is a guy to watch. John, and not for president, but I think for vice president. In fact, tell you what, let's go to cut one, because this is John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. Biden had said in a speech a month or so ago, you know, to Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, what are you for? Well, John Kennedy did a great job of stating what the GOP is for. This was from CPAC on Saturday. This is cut one. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, you'll love this.
I'm John Kennedy. Not that John Kennedy, this John Kennedy. Permit me, if you will, to tell you what I believe. I believe that America was founded by geniuses. But it's being run by idiots. I believe that you can't fix stupid. But you can vote it out. I believe that America, unless we lose it, is the greatest country in all of human history, and the whole world knows it. Let me ask you something. When's the last time you heard of someone trying to sneak into China? America is so great. America is so great that people who hate it refuse to leave it. Now listen to me on this one. I believe that Republicans are not perfect. I believe that Republicans are not perfect, but the other side is crazy. And I also believe in what we accomplished when Republicans controlled the House and controlled the Senate and President Trump was our president. I want you to think about it just for a minute. In four years, this is what we did. We cut taxes. We increased wages. We delivered 3.5% unemployment. We had the lowest unemployment rate in the history of this wonderful country for Hispanic Americans and African Americans. We created 8 million new jobs pre-COVID. We deregulated the economy. We controlled inflation. We protected life. We secured the border. We secured our streets. We beat back ISIS. We strengthened the military. We stood up to China, Russia, and Iran. And we confirmed 234 conservative federal judges, including three new members of the United States Supreme Court. And by God, we can do it again.
Yeah, John Kennedy, what an amazing, amazing candidate he would be as a vice presidential nominee. I'm just saying, he would be a great vice presidential nominee. That's the early line, at least for me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
KMCQ. ICQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:31, as we check out our conditions right now, moderate volumes on Interstate 15 as you work your way through there. Northbound at Hacienda, south at Oki. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. No complaints. You're up to freeway speeds on the Beltway as well. 215 southbound at Warm Springs, west at Gillespie. But however, there's also a big but here. Yeah, expect delays downtown on Interstate 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. They're doing that bridge reconstruction through there. So, only two lanes are going to be available through that construction zone. And unfortunately, that project is going to be there throughout the year.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV basketball coming off a loss against Boise State on Saturday, 86-76, as they go into the final week of the regular season. They match up against Wyoming on Wednesday. The UNLV women on Saturday win at Colorado State, 80-69, and they're going to match up against UNR on Wednesday. Speaking of UNLV athletics, the baseball team, they're able to sweep through San Diego over the weekend, winning on Sunday, 16-9, and they've got a game coming up on Tuesday when they are going to match up against Utah. The Vegas Golden Knights back at it tomorrow. They will play San Jose. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug. Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Joey Gilbert. When you elect me as your governor, our children's rights and needs will always come first. I homeschool my 11-year-old daughter, not just because our educational system is broken, but because it has been systematically destroyed. Nevada schools are ranked 51st in the nation. We're ranked below Puerto Rico. And there's a lot more to fix than CRT, though that racially divisive agenda will be out on day one. Rest assured, no one will be masking or testing our children or forcing them to get the Fauci ouchie. Parents will be in charge of their children's education and all medical decisions. Teachers unions will either step up or we'll decertify them and get them out. We have a huge child trafficking problem. A hotline will be set up and rewards will be issued to citizens who help us put these animals down. When I'm governor, children will see the return of their God-given rights to be kids once more. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we'll make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to gilbertforgovernor.com to learn more and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Hope you like John Kennedy. I absolutely love listening to him when he speaks, whether it's on the floor of the United States Senate or at CPAC. He was absolutely amazing on Saturday. One of the things that we like to do is get you involved in the conversation. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Cyrus. Cyrus, you're up. You're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to respond to the guy who confronted Sisolak just about a mile from where I am right now. So it was on Flamingo and Hualapai. The fact is that he had every right to be frustrated, but it wasn't the most intelligent way to do it. I would have just gone up to him in a very pleasant tone and with sarcasm and say, you know, hey, it's a good job that you're selling out to Deep State, Wall Street, and these mega casino donors, and you have these union thugs to pump you with all these votes. And, you know, thank you for selling out to Jim Murin, because he's the guy who pumped him, the former CEO of MGM, as well as Brian Sandoval. And I think that if you would have done this in a more like, oh, like, it's not a big deal kind of tone, you would have been sarcastic, then Sisolak wouldn't have been able to use, threat alerts or anything against the guy.
Well,
and
yeah.
So you have to act strong.
No, the question is, would people of Nevada have been more sympathetic to him, the governor, or to the questioner, to the guy that was so offensive? The message got lost in the lack of civility, in my view.
I get your point, but part of the reason is the legislative fault. I mean, they just shove things down for 4 months every 2 years. They barely have any public events, and people are frustrated. And yeah. I was thinking about maybe I should get a megaphone and protest in front of their legislative homes. I mean, this is absolutely, I mean, you know, this is pretty justifiable. These people are cowards, and they all need to be held accountable. And I want to respond to the Review Journal. I feel like what he's saying is just business usual. The candidates that are going to be the nominee, there's not going to be any major change. I mean, think about it. Why didn't Sandoval had a major challenger in his second term? Think
yeah.
about it.
Good point.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if they want business as usual
yeah.
because that's just how they are. But he also didn't talk about the fact that union participation has fallen from this state. And, of course, the Reed machine is sinking its influence. And, you know, there's and of course, he didn't talk about the results of New Jersey and Virginia, which, of course, you know, the sentiment has gotten even worse for the Democrats since November.
Hey, Cyrus, your point is a good one. I got to move along, but I thank you for the call. How this guy did it, was offensive, at least to me, and turned me off. The message was spot on. But the way he did it, I think he went about it the wrong way. I had a chance to visit earlier with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. And I asked him, looking at all the footage that we're seeing out of Ukraine, can the Ukrainian people actually win this war with Russia?
Well, I mean, can the Ukrainians survive? I mean, if you define victory as survival, then yes. It's obviously not gone as Putin seemed to have hoped, which is a huge blessing and praise. I mean, I think he thought that the Ukrainian leadership would flee the country, that the citizenry would roll over, and he would be in control of the country within 48 to 72 hours. And that obviously hasn't happened, which is a credit to I'm blanking on his name, but Ukraine's leader, Zelensky, and to the Ukrainian people who are putting up just an incredible fight. But Russia is simply a much bigger country. And so, I think you're just going to see a kind of a prolonged period of battling. Urban warfare is really, really hard. And, even if the Russians are able to take over some cities, if the citizenry is armed with small arms, they can cause a lot of havoc. And that certainly seems to be what they're intent on doing.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people are criticizing, the EU, NATO, et cetera, that it's too little too late. Sending Stingers now is, by the time they get there, it'll be 2 weeks from now, and the war may be over. Did we make a mistake? Did Biden make a mistake by waiting too long to help the Ukrainian people?
Yes, I think it very much looks like he kind of made a tactical error. There was an amazing story last week about how the Biden administration, I think it was to the New York Times, but had leaked all this, basically were praising themselves for having all this intelligence showing that what Russia was going to do 3 months ago. And it's like, well, if you knew they were going to do it, why didn't we do something about it? You know, why did we you know, offer these, you know, briefings and tweets and hashtags, and why didn't we start sending them supplies and missiles and, you know, lethal aid? You know, it's when you get to the battlefield, it's not about what people are talking about. It's about what weapons you have. And I think there was definitely a missed opportunity there in terms of supplying weapons to Ukraine. That, you know, if everyone could go back six months ago, I think that would be happening.
I want to ask you on a purely military standpoint. Can they win? Can the Ukrainian people win skirmishes, battles, and can they win the war?
Well, you know, I think what you're seeing is that the Russian military is just a lot bigger. And so if they want to just level a certain place, I think they're going to be able to do that. But, you know, then you get to the question of, okay, I want to take over this country, and I'm going to destroy everything in the country, and then what am I left with? You know, so you kind of have that problem. And so, you know, I think if it just becomes, you know, it basically how committed is Russia to destroying everything? Because that's their ability, right, is that they can go in and destroy everything, and the Ukrainians' ability is that they can hunker down and resist that. You know, even if the troops come into the cities, that, you know, they can make it very difficult. They basically can just continue to resist. And then you've got logistical concerns for Russia in terms of, well, how do we resupply our troops if we're, you know, supposed to be in these cities for long periods of time? And so I don't know if that's quite a satisfying answer. I mean, I think that basically it's a resistance issue, right? It's not that the Ukrainian military is going to launch a counterattack and, you know, march on Moscow. It's, you know, they can hold out and they can resist and they can basically wear down, the Russians. You know, in a way, it reminds me of what the U.S. encountered in Iraq and Afghanistan, where it's just, you know, we obviously were a superior military, and the U.S. military performed obviously worlds better than what Russia is doing. But, you know, even the mightiest military, it's just hard when the populace wants to resist and is willing to resist. It's not like you just meet the army on the battlefield and then you're declared the winner and everyone follows you. You know, the population itself is resisting, and it's just a tough thing to overcome.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, taking a look at what's going on relative to the war in Ukraine. And I've got to ask you, we've seen protests in almost every American city, a major American city, Houston, places like that, also in Cologne and different places abroad. This has become a worldwide effort against Putin. Did he miscalculate what world opinion would be?
Well, I think he did in this respect. I think he thought it would probably be a lot more talk than action. And the fact that you've got, you know, Germany saying, well, hey, now would be a great time to spend 2% of our GDP on defense. And, you know, Finland saying, hey, I'd like to join NATO now. You know, and they've kind of, you know, been, not officially not part of NATO. They've kind of been a buffer state. And so I think the fact that the world is rallying against Putin is definitely a miscalculation. I think he miscalculated clearly how much resistance there would be to the Russian invasion. And so in that respect, I think he did. And, you know, the thing that no one knows is, you know, how committed is Putin to just continuing on? I mean, does he just, you know, he's kind of, you know, is he willing to be embarrassed on the world stage and basically bury the dreams of the, you know, of the idea of Imperial Russia? I don't know. I mean, it's going to be hard just to see what the exit ramp is. I mean, obviously in the U.S., you know, the president does something unpopular, they get replaced. And for Putin, it might take a coup for that to happen. And so, I think there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of variables, but obviously this didn't go as Putin expected.
I want to ask you, we are starting to hear people, diplomats, different people, ambassadors, talking in terms that Putin has changed, that he has become a madman. Is he into world domination, or is this just Ukraine specific?
Well, I, you know, I think we aren't used to this in America because we're the empire that could have conquered the world and didn't. But, you know, this idea that leaders will go forth and conquer and expand the glory of their homeland, I mean, that's pretty constant throughout human history. So I don't think what Putin's been doing has been so, you know, in terms of historical mindsets, crazy. I mean, to us, it's very odd. And obviously, I'm not supportive of it in any way, but, you know, this idea that people will go and conquer for their own glory or the glory of their country is certainly seen throughout history. So, you know, it's been interesting to see, you know, people kind of come out and say, oh, he's been deranged. I certainly didn't get that impression before the attack. I mean, he's basically been laying out what he's wanted for years and years. He wants the old Soviet Union back. I think he wants to be thought of as this great, you know, powerful leader of a country on the rise, kind of a secure his historical legacy. And so that, to me, you know, you don't have to agree with it. You can think it's evil and also still think it makes sense.
Well, I will simply tell you, this is going to be fascinating to watch. This is going to be, I tell you what is going on now around the world is, you know, Donald Trump, for instance, would be a solution to a problem. If that's indeed what we're talking about. You know, in fact, I was seeing on CNN just now, lower third, that people are questioning the personality of Vladimir Putin, and that there's something different about him. Somehow there's something different, and that he's more isolated, and he's just a little different than he has been. And somebody like Donald Trump could cure that in about a New York minute. Trust me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next lieutenant governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadaans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me, because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And very quickly, I want to go to gentleman Jim Dallas because Derek Jeter is out of a job. Supposedly, what, resigned? Or was he forced out?
Well, they said it was a mutual agreement, but it's really, you know, trying to save face, I think, for the organization. He basically, he went there coming on 5 years now, expecting to get rid of all the stars they had, get rid of that payroll, and rebuild from the bottom up. And apparently that has not happened. So Derek Jeter is not happy with the situation and said, hey, you know, I give up. I'm out. And that's basically, in a nutshell, I think, what happened.
And by the way, that's the Florida Marlins. You know, the former Yankee great trying to resurrect that same Yankee magic with the Florida Marlins. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S-64367.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees.